From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Vote counting underway following Myanmar, that is, first free election in a quarter of a century. Some observers believing the election could provide a win to Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party. VOA's Steve Herman reporting.
The question is not whether the NLD is able to be the largest vote getter among the 90 or more parties that are contesting in this parliamentary election. The question is whether they can capture two-thirds of the parliamentary seats to overcome this distinct advantage that the military and the government have, because a fifth of these seats are reserved for them. So they need this two-thirds majority to really get through parliament what they want, and more critically, be able to select who will be the next president of Myanmar.
VOA's Steve Herman. European tourists are leaving the Egyptian resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh by the thousands following the October 31st airline disaster that killed 224 people on board. Some 5,000 British citizens were departed by the end of Sunday. Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered the repatriation of his country's travelers from the Sinai resort and militants claiming affiliation with the Islamic State for that attack. France has requested a UN Security Council meeting today to discuss the deteriorating situation in Burundi. Saturday, the United States expressed grave concern over the political and security situation and the condemned killing of the son of a rights activist. Late Saturday, 9 people were executed by unknown gunmen in the capital, Bujumbura. Security forces launching a crackdown on a search for illegal weapons. A weapons ban ended at midnight on Saturday. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is in Washington for meetings today with President Obama. Russell Stone, the former director of American University's Center for Israel Studies, speaks with VOA about today's meeting and the personal relationship between the two leaders.
Their personal relationship has always been a testy one, at best mistrust and at worst suspicion of the motives of each other. And it will be interesting to see if they can succeed in putting forth a public persona of at least cordiality. As for what will come out of it, most commentators claim that it's more just a mending of fences to try to reaffirm the agreements between the United States and Israel for supply of defensive weapons systems, and if possible, to extend the time horizon for that agreement, as well as to give additional recent technology to Israel, particularly stealth technology in fighter aircraft.
Prime Minister Netanyahu angered President Obama by coming to Washington in March this year without his invitation or approval in an attempt to get the U.S. Congress to reject the Iran nuclear deal. Also, the Obama administration has made no secret of its frustration about Israel stalling on the two-nation solution. Pope Francis says the leaking of sensitive Vatican documents is a crime and a deplorable act that will not stop him from moving forward with church reforms. Two people suspected of leaking the documents were arrested last week. Information about the leaked documents was used for two books detailing mismanagement and corruption at the Vatican. Facing a massive migrant crisis and a struggling economy, Croatian voters went to the polls Sunday to elect a new parliament. Unofficial vote tallies show the conservative opposition Croatian Democratic Union winning about 60 seats in Sunday's parliamentary polling, with the ruling Social Democrats carrying 53. With 50% of the ballots tallied, a new party called Most was running third with a projected 19 seats and the 151-member legislature. The party appeared poised to play a crucial role in upcoming talks to form a new government. World Bank is warning that global warming will push 100 million more people into poverty across the globe in the next 15 years in the absence of further action by developed nations to curb rising temperatures. In a report released Sunday, the bank called for rapid, inclusive, and climate-smart development, together with emission reductions aimed at protecting the world's most vulnerable inhabitants. The report comes ahead of a global summit on climate change that opens November 30th in Paris.
That's the latest world news from VOA.